This program was produced by Now You Know Media. Lectures are about 25 minutes in length and are designed to fit conveniently into your daily routine while commuting, exercising, or at home. We search the world for trusted expert presenters, record them in our studios, and deliver their knowledge to you whenever and wherever you desire. We invite you to visit our website, nowyouknowmedia.com, to explore our newest programs.
Your presenter is Professor Candida Moss, PhD. Candida Moss is Professor of New Testament and Early Christianity at the University of Notre Dame. Originally from London, she received her undergraduate degree in theology from the University of Oxford, an MA in Biblical Studies from Yale Divinity School, and a PhD in New Testament from Yale University. Professor Moss is the author or editor of 4 books and over 30 articles, including The Other Christs, Imitating Jesus in Ancient Christian Ideologies of Martyrdom, published by Oxford in 2010, and Ancient Christian Martyrdom, published by Oxford in 2012. She has been the recipient of grants and awards from the Woodrow Wilson Foundation, the John Templeton Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Humanities. She has consulted for, appeared in, and hosted documentaries for the National Geographic Channel, the History Channel, and the Discovery Channel. She has also lectured nationally and internationally at Yale, Duke, Emory, Columbia, the University of Chicago, the University of Oxford, the University of Durham, von Humboldt University in Berlin, and other institutions.
Topic 1, Introduction and Background to Ancient Views of the Afterlife. To say that the resurrection is an important topic in Christian history would be a wild understatement. The Apostle Paul says that without the resurrection, our faith has been in vain. He sort of implies that there would be no point being a follower of Jesus were it not for the belief and truth of the resurrection. Not only the resurrection of Jesus himself, but the resurrection of everyone else. And this is a topic that lots of people are interested in, whether they're scientists or poets or philosophers or theologians. Everyone wants to know what happens to them when they die. Do they go directly to heaven? Is that the end of life as we know it? Do we have to wait until the final judgment? Or will we go wait in some sort of heavenly holding pen until the end of time? For most Christian denominations, there is this belief in the resurrection of the dead. It's a foundational statement in Christian history. It's part of the Council of Nicaea's creed. We say that we look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. But what does that actually mean? What does it mean to be resurrected from the dead? Do we mean our physical bodies? Do we mean our souls or our spirits or something more amorphous and immaterial than that? And if we have bodies, what will they be like? When we talk about the resurrection of the dead, we're not just talking about what happens after we die. We're talking about how do we ensure that we have a good afterlife? If there are a variety of choices about what happens when we die, we have to wonder, are we going to go to heaven or are we going to go to hell? And if there's a hell, we very much want to make sure that we're going to heaven. So this invokes a whole sort of panoply of ideas about ethics and good conduct and belief and about how it is that we get ourselves resurrected from the dead to go to heaven to be with God. When it comes to the New Testament, there is no treatise on the resurrection. At no point
Sample complete. Ready to continue?